This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. All the factions have been quiet this week on Kiwi Farm. The distraction of the international farm sports, the pasture games, have kept the fighting and bickering to a low simmer instead of the constant boil of recent weeks. Even the unicorns' glitter and lipstick on pigs seen in the opening ceremony couldn't dull the shine of the performances of some of Kiwi Farm's most beloved animals. Winky Lux had no time to dwell on the event. He had more sheds to muck out and get stuck into his work getting Kiwi Farm back on track. We can fix it. Yes, we can. Winky was feeling buoyed. He'd gathered all his sty together and they had had a weekend on a paddock away from the farmyard. Winky even invited Farmer John back to help offer his insights of when he successfully ran Kiwi Farm before his retirement and Napoleon's coup to unseat Farmer John's successor. Farmer John had much advice for Winky, including how to handle the kunikuni. It made sense to Winky's ears, but it was a conversation he needed to have with Davy Piglet and Winnie Ben. The old donkey being an animal Farmer John knew oh so very well. He had much advice on how to wrangle him too, all behind closed doors, of course, away from twitchy piggy ears. There was no doubt about it, Winky had inherited a bloody mess. Squealer had tapped out the central farm feed silo. Winky had to go into town and beg to get more feed and supplies on tick, and the rationing programs that had been implemented farm-wide were beginning to make animals grumble almost as loud as their previously overfed bellies. This week, Winky's focus was on the education of the farm's young. He had a bright young sow, Rika, stand up to assist him. She was passionate about learning and had spent months looking deeply into what had been going on in the barns and sheds throughout the farm. It wasn't good. Much of the teaching was the responsibility of the cats of Kiwi Farm. They traditionally were very supportive of Napoleon, so Rick had decided to take Winky along to one of the farm's schools for a visit. The class was in a barn, as you would expect, full of raucous young animals. Lambs, calves, foals, pups and kittens, all vying for the attention of their teacher, a portly, bespectacled cat called Pussy Marks. Pussy called the farm's young to attention with a paw in the air and a single claw raised, and all the little ones sat diligently at her feet. She looked kindly towards them, and then cast a narrowed eye across the top of her horn-rimmed glasses towards Winky and Rika. Napoleon, he was not. No matter. Pussy had a job to do, and she was going to prove to Winky our farm's young were exceeding expectations, especially hers.
Morena kuau, stated Pussy. This is Winky Lux. And Rika, stand up. They are very special guests today. Let's all be good and demonstrate to them what we have learned.
All the young animals beamed up at their teacher, nodding their heads energetically.
Let's begin with some maths. If I had a wheelbarrow with 15 pumpkins and a basket with 12 tomatoes and I went to market, I sold half the tomatoes and a third of the pumpkins. How many tomatoes and pumpkins would I be returning home with?
Winky smiled at Rika. Such bold, tricky questions to test these young minds. He was impressed. A young kitten shot her paw in the air, waving frantically.
Puss! Puss!
She called.
Yes, Fluffy. What do you think the answer is? Well, Puss, well, it depends, Puss. How many of the pumpkins identify as tomatoes and tomatoes as pumpkins, labelling them? Well, that's so binary. So I think there will be 10 fruit going home.
Well done, Fluffy, exclaimed Pussy Marks. Oinky and Rika looked at each other aghast. Self-identifying fruit and even the basic maths is incorrect. Rika asked gently, would that not be 11 fruit going home? She decided not to wade into the identification debate. Half the tomatoes is 6 and a third of the pumpkins is 5. Therefore, 6 plus 5 is 11. Fluffy just stared up at her quizzically as Pussy Marks replied,
well, no, Rika. At least one of the fruits has suffered systemic racism by the vegetables and is sovereign. 5 plus 6 doesn't always equal 11.
Pussy shook her head in disdain. She would not be having these sorts of reductive conversations with Napoleon or Chippy Pork. Oinky and Rika thanked Puss and the younglings and left the barn, simply stunned at what had just transpired. None of this happened on Farmer John's watch. It was time to get back to basics, and Oinky and Rika returned to the farmhouse because, boy, did they have a job to do. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.